Blog Talk Radio.
All right, JP, what's going on?
Well, you know, I've been in a few relationships, and I don't know if I can take it again. I can't stop now. I want to know what love is.
Ace, you want to feel that one?
Yeah, I think really the only thing you can do for yourself at this point is to acquire a weapon and point it directly at your forehead and pull the trigger.
You're going to go blow a guy at DEF CON, and what?
Two to three guys.
There's what?
Two to three of them.
My
same
God,
time.
Woman. What are you, hedging your bets? What the hell's going on?
Oh.
Anytime a male achieves orgasm, a little bit of his soul actually leaves through the tip of the penis.
When I think about Ace, you know, there's this surge in my pants, and it makes me feel wonderful. So
I
listen,
get the same surge. I can totally relate.
Well, you know, we should all get together then, because I think it would be really a lot of fun. What do you say, Ace?
How much money you got?
You're tuned to Love Bites. The call-in line is open. 347-826-7667.
Check, 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 2-2-1-2. Hey, hey. Check, 1-2. Hey, 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 Citizens of the Bay. I don't know if this thing's on or not, but you are joining me live now from the, if you can hear in the background there, basically I am broadcasting live out of the Boys and Girls Club Rec Center in Salinas, California. I'm Vincent the Bay. I will be your audio erotic host for the next 45 minutes. Tonight we are going to talk about online relationships. And my host tonight with me is, of course, Ace. Ace, are you there?
What's up, Matt?
Who? Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, is that you, Ace?
Yeah, it's me.
Welcome to the program, Ace. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, dude. I particularly enjoyed the introduction. I wasn't expecting it. Neat.
Okay. Am I coming in loud and clear? Do I sound okay? I feel like my connection is not that great. I've been having some issues with my Google Hangouts. Do I sound okay?
Yeah, the most part I can hear you, but it could be better.
All right. Well, okay. As long as you can hear what I'm saying, that's all that matters, because I'm just here to facilitate wrongdoing. I'm sorry, I'm here to facilitate therapy for all of you tonight. And tonight, of course, we're going to talk about online relationships. A lot of you in the room, I'm sure, have in one way or another encountered some sort of romantic activity online. And some of you are probably engaging in it right now in a tiny chat, half naked to the world, like a fucking whore. Nobody in particular, though. I wasn't talking about anybody in particular. Anyway, yeah. So we could talk about good experiences online, bad experiences. My other co-host tonight is Bunny, aka Sarah, and I think this is her. Sarah, can you hear me? Are you there?
What up?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
All right.
So are you stoked for the program tonight and the topic?
Am I still in approval? Yeah.
All right. Once again. What? Hello? What the hell's going on over there? Do you have somebody else on the line with you again?
Me? No, I don't. I've been on mute the whole time.
Good. All right, good. Anyway, so that's Sarah, a.k.a. The Bunny on Twitter, and Ace, the official Ace on Twitter. Ace, you're not going with any special accent tonight, I take it?
I could do this. Well, I mean, it's up to you, really, whatever you like me to do.
All right, anyway. 347-826-7667 is the number. Tonight we'll discuss online relationships. We have two experts with us here on the panel. Ace, who is a world-renowned author. He's got like 12, a dozen. He's got a dozen New York Times bestsellers. We have Sarah, who is married to a gentleman that she found online. So she is one of the few success stories, although her husband is incarcerated. So I don't know if that helps out. But nonetheless, they have found love on the interwebs, and they can certainly help you if you're in any calamity on the online. Without further ado, let's take calls. We got people that are on the line. So let's see who these people are, what they want, and facilitate their needs. Caller from the 513, you're on the air. Who's this? Sorry to break up.
Damn,
the fucking sorry to break up the disco party. I'm trying to help people that are in love.
Disco party? That was Nelly, wasn't it? Come on.
Yeah, it was Nelly. I had my pants down and everything, man. Fuck.
I know. I was getting jiggy with it.
All right, maybe this should be a video podcast. I don't know. All right, here we go. Let's take more calls. Caller from 727. You're on the air. What's up?
I think I'm feeling alcohol in me.
Is this a recording? Is this soundboard? What the fuck is this?
No, this is...
All right, you know what? You're too intoxicated. I didn't understand a thing that person said. If you are in love with that person, I pity you. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's no help. We can't give anybody help that's in love with that person. My bad. All right. Moving along, more calls. Your calls are our priority. Online relationships, have you been in one? Are you in one? How's it working out for you? 215 area code, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Since at the end of the day, I would like you and Sue Beth to come to my Long Beach
calls.
And literally come rub my pussy until I literally come all over your body. I don't care if you are an anti-Semitic, Jew-hating, racist, homophobic dickbag.
All right, come on, give me a break.
All right, let me just cut in right here. I don't know who the fuck these people are, but I love you guys. Keep doing that. That's fucking funny.
I'd appreciate some legitimate calls. That'd be great. Just somebody with a real legitimate concern or a success story. It doesn't matter. Just give me some hope. Give me some hope for humanity. This is, come on. People, let's. All right, let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Am I on?
Oh God, who are you?
This sounds familiar.
My name's George Harrison. I used to have a girl online, and then she got arrested.
I don't have time for this.
I don't have time for this, okay? I want to help people.
Where else do you need to be, Vince?
Well, you know,
I think
I
know who that was.
Who is that? Is that a friend of yours?
Yeah, she got a nice
Hello?
Ass, too, let me tell you.
All right, moving on. Moving on. More calls. Area code 213, you're on the air. Who's this?
I hope that would literally please you, because
oh,
at the
on.
End of the day, your penis will belong to me and to Vasco. You better beg for our Jewish pussies and breasts. Literally, you anti-Semite perp.
Get a new soundboard. Get a new soundboard.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I wasn't sick of drinking, because I would love to drink right now.
I am drinking. Yeah. Hell yes.
This, yeah, I wish I was drinking. I need. I'm going to need to drink when this is over. God, this can't end soon enough. All right, let's try another call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
The reason why I drink a lot is because I'm going under depression with my girlfriend. Yeah, she just molested me. I just found out that she was a guy.
Have you reported this individual to the authorities?
Oh, yeah.
Are you taking legal action?
Yeah, I am.
Good.
Did you
set.
Say that you're...
Yeah, oh, I have a question. Did you get your lawyer off the internet?
Well, no, I'm currently drinking some whiskey right now. And
are you even old enough to do that?
I don't know.
Right, you know what? Just who is that in the background? Is that your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why don't you listen to your mom? She sounds pissed off, dude. Oh,
is your mom cute? Put her on the phone. Let me talk to her.
No, he's gone. He's
right?
gone. He's gone. All right. Let's take another call. We got serious callers on the line. I know it. I can feel it.
We do.
Here. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, that's you.
Hello.
Bye.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Your question
All right.
or a comment.
What's your question?
Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. We only got 15 minutes left. We're talking about online relationships. Jesus Christ, what's going on over there? Can somebody just learn to self-mute? If you're going to, like, start playing hacky sack in the room, middle of my show.
I don't know.
It sounded like Ace loading his gun.
I keep it loaded.
Don't do it, man. We'll talk you down on air. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. I know this gig is bad, but don't worry, it'll get better, I promise. Just hang in there, bro.
Oh,
don't
God.
Do it. It's not worth it, Ace. Oh my God. Okay, caller,
oh,
you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Robert Boner. I like Toby Keith.
I wanna talk about me,
Well, at least they're mixing up country music now. That's something different. Oh my God. Hey, it looks like we might have another BTR stalwart on the line. I believe we have the host of Revolution Radio, CNY Rebel. Is that you, CNY Rebel?
It is, and I actually have a online relationship question. I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Thank God, somebody, legitimate caller, has a legitimate issue. Please, by all means, present it to the panel.
Absolutely. I've recently noticed that the relationship between Twitter couple Lee Stranahan and Brandon Darby has been on the rocks. I wanted to see what you thought about that.
Ace has been intimate with them both together. You had a three-way with them, didn't you, Ace? You could probably field this question better than I could.
Actually, I don't even know who the fuck Lee Stranahan is, other than the fact that he looks like a...
No, that guy... Hey, Ace, remember that guy that wanted you to call him Chauncey in Vegas? That was... Come on. You don't remember?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. I have his credit card number, too. Thanks for reminding me. I don't know. Which one has a bigger vagina?
I believe that's Darby. Yeah.
Darby. Okay.
They both have very long, veiny vagina.
possible. You know, it could be part of the frustration, you know, when you get a certain age, but you have to get the bags, you know, do your kegels and all that, you know, actually prolapse, and it'll look kind of like a Slim Jim, you know. So maybe they're having some self-image, they take it out to each other.
Well, there you go. There you have it. All right. Let's bring on another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. You've been waiting patiently. Hello. Caller. For the love of God, talk.
Hey,
No, too slow. You snooze, you lose. Hey, is that the real ghost in my chat room?
Vince, where
somebody
are
verify,
you?
Is that the real ghost? Is that the real ghost? I've told you, I am broadcasting live from the Boys and Girls Rec Center in
Salinas,
California.
Sounds like you're having a fucking party over there.
Yeah, there's dudes playing ping pong who are listening to me yell at my computer. It's great.
It's
a party. In fact, I can't wait till this horror show is done and I can go play ping pong and release some aggression.
The highlight of your night?
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was going to save lives tonight. Nobody's taking this serious. I've got like 95% soundboards.
I tell you what. Let me tell my own legitimate story.
Yes, please, by all means.
All right. Well, the only reason I ever got into the whole, I don't know, I'm a computer technician now, so the only reason I know anything about computers to begin with is the fact that at age 11, I met this girl from Scotia, Canada, which is why I will fucking forever hate lady. I don't give a fuck if you're male or female. But anyway, we hit it off. You know, it was just like a pen pal thing. We talk once every 6 months because I had dial-up internet, and it would only work about once every 6 months. So anyway, I'd get back online on ICQ Messenger, and we'd shoot each other messages. But one day she talked me into downloading Yahoo Messenger. And then she was going to send me a file that was named joke.exe. And then all of my fucking passwords and everything immediately went to her computer, and she continued to fucking log me on and off, enraging me immensely, causing me to delve into the depths of the search engines and learn how to fuck her up. So that's what I did. After fucking with three of her computers, her mother finally banned her from the internet, and I began my fucking 10-year reign of terror. The end!
That's actually an awesome story.
It is.
That's so romantic.
You know, she was fucking and everything, but, you know, she's going to send me this. Thank God she wasn't a cunt or anything. She could have just, you know, took all my shit, but she's like, oh, I got your password. I'm like, you fucking bitch. You know, so I fucking studied everything I could fucking study and, you know, got this guy to build me like a fucking Trojan shit, and I sent her my own joke that started nerding out, and I, you know, I fucked her world up. Tango down, bitches.
And I was one of those kids that was online, pretending I was older than I was, sending people fake pictures.
Oh, like you did with me last week.
Yeah, actually. That penis, not mine, sorry.
You're not really 35?
I'm not really 35?
Yeah.
No, I'm not really 35.
I'm so hard right now.
Yeah, me too.
Come here, baby. So, yeah, this is why my kids are never going to own a computer, because I was doing things I definitely shouldn't have been doing.
Shout out to my lovely lady who I actually met in Vince in the Bass chat room about 10 months ago, the lovely Becca.
Oh, that's so cute.
The lovely Becca Lena's here.
Becca Lena, why the fuck do I follow her?
Because you're stupid.
I don't know. I always see the account and, like, retweets, but I don't read shit. I just fucking, you know, unless it's a picture of the chick with cereal in her asshole, I just keep scrolling.
That picture's actually kind of faded away a little bit.
Okay, I actually had it in my screen.
That's fine and dandy. Let's take more calls. Go ahead, caller from the 215. You're on the air. Who's this?
And I hate to beat your son here, but...
Oh.
Daddy! No! Shut your stupid, stinking, smelly...
No, Daddy, no! That was some ghost soundboards. I don't appreciate that on my show. And I noticed Ghost is actually in the chat room. Big ups to Ghost. BTR legend. All right, let's take more calls. Go ahead, caller from the 352 area code. You're on.
Hi. I'm actually legit, and I'm not one of those trolls.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, a few months back, I met a girl. I won't give out her name. I met her on Facebook, and she wasn't that real girl.
All right, there's your first mistake. You found her on Facebook. Don't, come on. No, you don't find people on Facebook. The only people you hook up on Facebook are the people you wanted to bang in high school and you couldn't, but you can now just because. That's all you should use Facebook for. Moving on.
I mean, are you still in high school, dude?
No, he's gone. He's gone. He's probably like a sophomore in high school. He shouldn't be calling the show. caller from the 513. You're on. Who's this? Hello,
I hate
caller.
To beat your mother up here, but...
Oh. Ghost, is this what Ghost does? Is this what
Ghost
you do
lives.
Now, Ghost? Ghost, you have your little brony minions come in here and like, play soundboards on my show. Is that what you're doing, Ghost? I get it.
How come I don't know who this person is?
You don't know who Ghost is?
This person is, but they kind of make me happy in the past.
All right, this is getting out of hand. I just want to help people with love. I mean,
well, Vince,
hey,
I got another question.
Yeah, please, trouble, yes.
Well, the question I have, and anyone can answer it, is with the revelations of what Anonymous Nuts dropped on Twitter today, is it safe to send nudes to anyone, whether you're dating them or not, on Twitter?
What are you talking about, Anonymous Nuts? I don't even know what was dropped today. Please, what are you referring to?
He dropped a topless photo of Cassandra Rules in the bathtub.
That's
oh.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's Cassandra.
Oh, she's hot as fuck.
She is hot as a motherfucker, let me tell you.
Yeah. Do we need to know that? Yeah, yeah. Hey, that was a revelation. She's hot. Yeah. Surprise.
Well, sorry, I've never seen her nude.
Anyway,
I mean, my bad.
I never did either until you brought that up. Until you brought that up, and I just looked it up now. And that's actually, yeah, wow. I'd never seen her nudes before. Great. Thanks for bringing that up. It's like seeing my sister naked. I don't want to see that. All right, 347-826-7667. Let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. Hello. Hello. 352 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Get your ass in the fucking bed. You understand me?
Hello?
What is that?
Okay, try harder. That was, come on, seriously.
Wait,
so
let's answer the question,
left.
Though. What do you think? Do you think sending nudes is appropriate or safe?
No,
let me
answer. Go ahead.
I mean, how many dick pics have you sent out, Vince?
Not a whole lot. Not very many. In fact, if I know exactly who I've given them to, it's a very select few. I can count them on one hand, and if shit shows up somewhere, it's a short list of suspects.
Let me put it this way. Who the fuck has never seen a big pussy before? I don't think the big fucking deal is myself. If they get out, big whoop. People get naked, man. It happens.
Yeah, dude, it totally happens. Dude, I totally got naked this week. In fact, I'm still sore from getting naked for like 2 days straight.
All right.
Yeah, it was good times. I'm sore in muscles and places that I didn't know I had anymore. Great.
I mean, you know, it's a good looking person.
7667 is the number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince, you're a fucking faggot if you like Toby Keith.
Tell me something I don't already know. I don't like Toby Keith. Get a life. All right, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
I'm just wondering, why do you keep hanging up on me?
Need to go to bed. You kids need to go to bed, okay? Jesus Christ. I'm just trying to have a happy show here, and these antagonizers come
in. Are you happy? You're not happy?
Yes, I'm totally happy. I'm happy. I'm in my happy place. I want to help people, though. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
I'm happy. Sheep.
Hello? Caller. 215. Area code.
Vince,
hello.
Please tell me why you are such an anti-Semitic bastard and won't let me literally worship your penis. Why do you hate you so much, you son of a bitch? Please literally
Does that person
push
have
me.
Your nudes in?
I'm done. I'm done. We're going to take
I
a break.
I want to know who the fuck that is, that way I can get their autograph. Who the fuck is that?
I don't care. I'll give you his number offline. We gotta say goodbye to the live audience. Thank you, folks, for tuning into this train wreck. Thank you to my co-hosts, Money and Ace. We're going to go into overtime here in a second, but we're going to sign off live, and we'll be back with everybody's sexiest thing or hottest thing that happened to them this week. So enjoy that. And in the meantime, be happy. We'll be right back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Ace, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Ace is back. Sarah, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Ace, Sarah, and Rebel, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we're in overtime here. This is the post-game wrap-up. I'm hanging out here in the rec center at the Boys and Girls Club, broadcasting live from... Salinas, California. Last week I was up in Portland, so the show is kind of like on the road, I guess. I have no idea where it'll be next week, but probably I don't know. Tuscaloosa will be on the 21st
Kalamazoo on the 28th. The whole list, it's all at vincentthebay.com. Check it out, vincentthebay.com. So, of course, now that the show is not live anymore, the assholes stopped playing pool or ping pong.
Oh, wow.
So
who
we
won?
Can take a – I don't know. They left. They gave me really bad, dirty looks and bailed.
Hey, get down.
Anyway, let's go ahead and take a few more callers here, and then we'll wrap things up. With all of our hosts and guests. Go ahead, caller. You've been waiting patiently in overtime. Hello, caller from the 727. You're on the air. Who's this?
I have a question, exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why don't you really pay for your shows anymore?
Because I'm a cheap because I'm Jewish. I'm cheap.
Oh.
Good question. That was a good question.
That actually
wasn't. Let's go. Yeah. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, yeah, go ahead.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today? And I'm not a fucker. Don't worry. Seriously.
How are you
doing
today?
What do you want me to say to prove that I'm not a soundboard?
You know what?
That's something a soundboard would say. That's something a soundboard would say. Boom. Bam. Oh. Yes.
I'll fucking shoot him down. All right, let's go. Another caller. Go ahead. Bring it on. Who's this?
I can't catch a fucking break.
What's going on? They actually put some production into that. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Vince, I do have a serious question and directed towards you, and I mean this sincerely. I know you don't have a lot of time on your hands, and you're dealing with some stuff, and I'd love to hear you on the radio again, full time. Would you allow me to pay for one full month of premium service for you?
I really appreciate the gesture, but I'm good. No, I don't need to do 2 hours of this. Like, this is enough. This is plenty. And I get enough. Honestly, I get enough out of calling into your show and calling into Joe Pritch's show, which I should apologize to Joe Pritch. I was supposed to be on his show as basically like a featured guest, and I had serious technical difficulties with my shit talk here that I have on the road. But hopefully everything turned out just fine, and I got in eventually. And then I popped into your show, Rebel. That was fun. I think I more or less publicly broke up with Ron via your show. That was kind of a public thing. I basically broke up with Ron, and I'm cheating on him with the troll of the universe, Bunny, my co-host. It's all a conspiracy.
We planned it.
There's a agenda at hand. We did work with reptilian shapeshifters at one point. That's who gave us our orders, right, Sarah? Wasn't that who we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. So we basically, we're if people are saying in back channels that we're Illuminati now, I can confirm it now. We are Illuminati. I'm not really ashamed of it. I mean, come on, it's fucking world domination we're talking about here.
Starting with Ron.
But yeah. But see, I broke up with Ron. It's a big conspiracy, vast right-wing conspiracy to blackball him even more than he already is blackballed from the universe.
So that love relationship is over. So is this your bad relationship?
This is totally, this is totally that's my latest relationship that was on the rocks and eventually just fell apart, was my love affair with Ron Briner. I'm going to miss his stream of consciousness DMs that strung on for like 30 DMs at a time sometimes, and would go all over the map. Like, this guy would send me direct messages. He'd start off complaining about, Neil Rahauser somehow end up get to Carmelo, how awesome Carmelo Anthony is, and the only thing you get a real coach, to like how much his life sucks and his where his living situation sucks, to complaining about his computer, to fucking talking about like
well, that's definitely
his
a shitty
movies.
Relationship. I would have ended it too.
Dude, such a roller coaster with that guy. It's really tough. It really hurts your brain to be a friend of Rob Reiner. It's tough. I wish him the best.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Huh?
I have a question regarding Ron, actually. Vince, I noticed when I was in your account about 12 hours ago, I noticed
right.
he'd sent a lot of revealing fucking photos to you. You guys, you know, kind of...
Look,
you know.
The stuff... Okay, look, the stuff that you saw in there from him and from Hammurabi, that is for your eyes only, okay? If that gets out, it comes straight back to you, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm guessing I can answer everyone's question regarding Hammurabi, but he did indeed find the use for rose petals. It's fucking disgusting.
Dude, it's
okay,
not. It's actually...
Is this
Hammy's,
the next serial picture?
No, Hammy's actually a handsome devil. He's a handsome man, and that's why he doesn't want to let that out there. He doesn't want women to think he's actually a good-looking guy, and that's why he's such an asshole.
Vince, is Ron Brynn on your short list of people that have your nudes?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Ace can confirm that, of course.
That's hot.
Yeah, I can confirm that. I can. I can confirm a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's why Ace and I are in this partnership. It's mutually. It's like how the Russia and the U.S. were in the Cold War. It's like mutually assured destruction. That's why you have this pact. Okay, on that note, let's wrap things up. Let's go around the horn here. We're left with CNY Rebel, Ace, and Sarah. Let's start with Rebel. Rebel, final thoughts, online relationships. You've had a successful one. Any words of wisdom you can send out there to people who are involved in online relationships now? Like, what's the key to success?
Skype. Make sure the person is who they are.
Actually, yeah, make sure that they're not catfish, but you know, get to know the person and talk to them on the phone, talk to them on video chat, meet them in real life. Don't date someone who's halfway across the country. If you're going to date someone who's close enough, like Beck and I am, to where we can actually drive
regional.
To each other.
Stay regional.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So
I went 2,500 miles.
That's globally,
so.
Date locally.
That's right.
What?
That I dated 2,500 miles away, and it worked. So
sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Most of the
yeah,
time.
We know. Of course, the only two success stories are the only two people that call them the show. That's just a terrible sampling. There's so much regret out there. There's so much regret out there. They're just ashamed.
I have a lot of horror stories. I have a lot of horror stories.
You do? How come you didn't
like what's,
about them on the show?
What's, yeah, well, we still have time now. What's like, give us a horror story real quick.
Well, I mean, you know, everything that Rebel said, you can do, you can talk to that person, video chat with them and whatnot, and there's still a lot of times when you meet them in person that you will not have that chemistry, and it's you'll be creeped out. I mean, at least from my perspective.
That's true. I can see that. And I was lucky.
There's an online relationship advice guide, of course, and they give a bunch of tips, and they say some of the things to do is to talk every day for at least an hour or longer. Do you do that, Rebel?
We probably text each other a good probably 200 times combined in a day, and we talk at night, yes, on the phone.
All right. Okay. Sounds like a good check mark.
Look at it this way, Vince. I mean, I'm dating someone from Twitter is not too far-fetched from dating someone, say, from, like, eHarmony or Match.com.
You get better success rates on those places. No, you get complete lunatics on Twitter. Complete lunatics. You had a shot in the dark. It was a needle in a haystack. You just fucking won the lottery, bro. You're seriously.
Yes, I did.
Nobody called in with horror stories because they regret them. They can't admit them. okay, another thing they say to do is avoid distraction. If you're talking to your significant other online, talk to them exclusively. Don't be tweeting on the side. Don't be Facebooking on the side. Don't be texting other people on the side. Don't be, you know, Skyping your nudes to other people on the side. They say use programs to enable your relationship, like Skype and email and I don't know. It doesn't say Kick. I don't know why you assholes use Kick. That's for like desperate housewives.
Fucking, I hate Kick. Definitely Skype. You have definitely video Skype to make sure that you're not dating a catfish. That is rule number one.
Absolutely. That's important. Or Google Chat. You know, let the NSA. If you're gonna let Microsoft see your fucking privates, you might as well let Google too. What else? Keep the spice in the relationship. Send each other random playful emails. Oh, that's ridiculous. That's stupid. Remember important events. This is like stuff you would do with like a normal person. This is stupid. Consider making a joint email account? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no,
who
don't
would give that
do
advice?
That. Don't ever do that.
No. That sounds like a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? This is like WebMD right here. They're saying, you know, consider sharing your identity with your new mate that you just met off eHarmony.
Well, it's on the internet. It must be true.
Jesus, this is terrible. There's plenty more. I can post them later. One of my favorite things to do is watch porn together online. Do you ever do that? You just like you go hunting for porn online. One of you finds a link. You synchronize on Skype, and then you just boom. All right, synchronize. All right, 3, 2, 1, press play. And you know what I'm talking about?
My God.
You know, I've actually
never done that.
I've never watched porn.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing. Well, if you guys aren't in the same place. If you're not in the same place, you could do it on the phone, whatever, but just get on the line at the same time, watch the same porn at the same time. You know, usually you like go on XXX Bunker and you have to fast forward to like 4.5 minutes in or whatever. You go, okay, go to 4:38 and pause. And you go 3, 2, 1, bam. And then and you just do your thing.
Yeah, that would have worked.